Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Masechta Kelim, Perek Yud Tes, Mishnah Tes. Teva, here we're back to a box, Shepischa Mitzida. This box has its opening from the side. Sagt der Mishnah, Tmei Midris, Utmei Mes. Unlike the box that's open on top, here you could sit on it. Once you could sit on it, so it's right to become Tomei Tumas Midris. Over Zav Taka sits on it, it would become Tumas Midris. Now, it's Taka made for a box, not to lay on. But Lamaisa, being that you couldn't lay on it and doesn't get in your way, somebody has to take something from the box or put something in, he opens a side door anyway. So it's considered something that's right to sit on. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi said, Amosai, when would we say that it's Mekabel Tumas Midris? Bizman she'ena gavoya sara tvachim, if it's not high 10 tvachim. Or, and this actually means, the way the Mefarshim explain, as well, she'en lo lizbeis. It doesn't have like a rim around it that comes up, like a little gate, or better, like a crown that goes around. Tefach, which is high tefach, because if it does, it's either too high, or it has this rim around it. Again, it's not shech to sit on it. Or at least it's not shech to sit on it comfortably. Nifchasa milmailon. However, zakta mishna vayter, if nifchasa milmailon, it's designed to open from the side, but lamaisa, the top came off. So at this point, tmeya, it could only become tamei tmeimes. Lamaisa still could be used for a chest, but not tumas midras, because once again, it's not shech to sit on it. If nifchasa milmatan, if the bottom of the chest came off, remeir mitami. Remeir says, look, you can still sit on it on top. So it still should be tamei tumas midras. Whereas v'chachamim mitarin, it may, because they say, look, this wasn't made for a seat or a bed. It was designed to put things inside. So you want to say, okay, it's easy to sit on it, and it doesn't get in anyone's way, so it's also tamei tumas midras. But the chachamim say, look, once you can't use it as a chest, which is the main thing, that's not tamei at all. If the main purpose of this, which is the chest inside, if that becomes batel because there's no bottom to it, so batel hatfela, this side purpose that you can sleep on it or sit on it, no, that doesn't count anymore. And if it won't be makabel tumas mes any longer because there's no bottom, it also will not become tamei tumas midras. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Mishnah Tess. A chest that opens from the side is makabel not only tumas mes, but also tumas midras and other tumas, because you could sit on it, and people do sit on it. Rabbi Yossi says, the way the Mefarshim explain, he adds two conditions. It has to be lower than 10 tefachim. If it's higher than 10 tefachim, this isn't a normal seat. And also, there can't be a rim around it that comes up, like a crown. If there was a crown that's high at tefach, it's not considered something that you sit on. And in Mela, there wouldn't be any tumas midras. If this side opening chest loses its top, it's still tamei tmeimes, because you could put things in it, but there's no tumas midras anymore. Because if it's open on top, how do you sit on it? If it loses the floor, loses its bottom, Remeir says it's still tamei tumas midras, even though it's not tamei tumas meis. Remeir says, look, you can't put things in, but it still works for a seat. The Chachamim say, if it was designed to put things inside and that became batel, then the side used for it, which would be sitting on it, becomes batel as well.